In this scenario, you measure the TKA level with the DiviTum TKA test at typically three different time points during early targeted drug treatment. For example, baseline, cycle 1, day 15, and cycle 1, day 28. The dynamics of the TKA biomarker measurements help you decide if the patient should continue with the current treatment protocol. In cases where patients are treated with anti-proliferative therapies, such as CDK4/6 inhibitors and or endocrine therapy, and experience continued low and stable TKA value, the purplish-colored patients in the graphic. Patients exhibiting continued high TKA values during all testing time points or exhibit rising TKA value at second or third testing time points, the non-purplish-colored patients in the graphic would need to have their treatment protocol changed or optimized.